You know what that means. It's time for another episode of 10 Minutes In with me, Larry Roberts. That's right. Are there any other cool dances that you can kind of do when you're just sitting at your desk? Can you just, like, other than just wave your hands in the air and wave them back and forth like you just don't care? Can you, anything else that's out there? I guess you could do the Egyptian. Maybe a little wave or something. What's up, everybody? It's an awesome Tuesday afternoon, or Tuesday evening, really. Here it is, just after 6 on Tuesday, February 11th of 2020. And I say that for posterity because we know that in the future, 10, 12, 15 years from now, people are going to look back and they're going to go, what is this readily random thing? What is this 10 minutes in? And who is that Larry guy? They'll go, oh, this is what the 20th century was all about. Or is it, we're 21st century. What is it, 20th? We're 21st because we're one ahead for some reason, right? I don't know why that is, and maybe I'm just stupid. I don't know, but I don't know. 21st. Wasn't Buck Rogers? Buck Rogers in the 24th? No, I think it was 21st. Buck Rogers. Buck Rogers in the 21st century. Remember that? Did you ever see that show in the, it was in the 80s, where it had the little robot that wore the, like, Flavor Flav clock-type face around his chest, and he'd go, beady, beady, beady. Hey, Buck. Every time he spoke, he'd start off, beady, beady, beady. You don't remember that? I do. I was impressionable as a child. And that has stuck with me. It's funny. It's some folks I know, I quote these things all the time. They go, Larry, where do you keep all of this useless information? It's like, no wonder you don't pick up on this or that. If it doesn't interest you, you just don't have space up there to store new stuff. It's all this old stuff that's completely worthless. But, I mean, how many people can really sit back and they can reference Buck Rogers in the 21st century? I don't know if that's right or not. Anyhow, man, today a topic came up that reminded me of, once again, my youth. And this topic was something that's a little more damaging than old Buck Rogers was. And that is bullying. Now, I have been both the bullied, and I would be lying if I said I never bullied anyone. But I think when you come from my generation, being bullied is just par for the course. I know many times my wife, we sit back and we hear about bullying and how do we stop bullying and how do we have these public movements to stop bullying and educate the bullies and they won't bully anymore. We're like, what kind of crap is that? Everybody bullies. Everybody gets bullied. It's how you grow. It's how you build yourself up. Kids today, they're so afraid of being bullied because they've made it such a taboo word. But the only problem is, the only people that don't find it so taboo are the bullies. They're like, ha, this is kind of cool. Now we make it a big time. But then at the same time, I saw a conversation today on Facebook. And if you're watching 10 Minutes In right now, and you were part of that conversation, you know where I'm taking this. But if you weren't, I'm going to let you know. The solution to bullying, from one particular parent's perspective, was to remove the child from the bullying or the bullied environment. And that's great. That's a very safe move. And that ensures that they're not going to be bullied anymore, at least in that arena. And I think that's something that we fail to realize, is that bullying is very ecosystem or arena driven. I was listening to my normal podcast. I was listening to Jocko, and he was talking about bullying today, and he made this point. And I just thought it was so weird that I had just had this discussion on Facebook about bullying, And here I am now, I'm hearing Jocko talk about how to stop bullying. And the biggest takeaway that I got was that we could start by emphasizing that any bullying that's taking place is done so in a very limited arena or in a very limited ecosystem, as Jocko was alluding to. Meaning you might be bullied in grade school. Okay, well, grade school ends. Middle school, same thing, couple of years there. High school, couple of years. Maybe you go to college and now you're involved in the Greek life, the fraternity or the sorority life, and you're probably going to be bullied there, and you're probably going to do some bullying if you are involved in the Greek life. At least that's what all the movies tell me. I don't know. I was never part of a fraternity. But even then, after you leave college, you have the opportunity to be bullied in the workplace. You have the opportunity to be bullied when you go to lunch with someone or the group. Maybe you don't, you can't afford to eat out at every lunch. So you stay back behind and you eat your sandwich and you have your piece of fruit because you're on a frugal budget. And you can't afford to go eat lunch every day, which even if you can afford to do that, I don't recommend it. It's a pretty quick way to lose all your cash. So bullying doesn't stop at any time in our lives. So removing ourselves or removing the victim from the environment or the ecosystem that they're being bullied in, does that really solve the problem? Or does it empower future bullies to once again put the victim in a position that they're not accustomed to dealing with? I don't know. I don't have the answers. I don't propose to have the answers. I just like to pose the question. I personally, being a 25-plus year martial artist, of course, you know, I'm a proponent of learning how to scrap. That's what I ended up doing. Took a lot of bumps, a lot of bruises, took a lot of whoopings. Remember getting hit in the head with an axe handle one time, and it knocked me down into a creek bed. And I remember them standing over me. There was three of them. You know, even as a kid, it took more than one to whoop old Lair. I remember them looking at each other, and although I was dizzy and I couldn't stand up, and I was probably crying as well, I heard them say, "Don't hit him in the head, you'll kill him." Don't hit him in the head, you'll kill him. Man, that's good times there. That, my friends, is trailer park life. And if you're from back home, it's Knollwood life, baby. Growing up in the KNO, double L, double O, double D, or just double O, single D. There we go. Sorry. I was trying to make that up as I went. I almost had it too, if it wasn't for that double D action on the end there. But we've all been bullied. It's just, how have we allowed it to shape us? Have we allowed it to shape us in a position that prevents us from trying new things like podcasting, like sitting here each and every night coming to you with these messages of my inherent wisdom? What is out there that you want to do that you're afraid of catching shit for if you do it? I'm afraid right now somebody's going to go, "Larry, who do you think you are to come on here and talk about not being bullied or talking about how we can don't let bullying affect the way we move forward throughout our lives?" Well, I've been bullied a lot. A lot. So I can speak to it from there. But then I've also, I do a lot of things that are outside the box. I come on here every night and I talk to y'all. I podcast, I write articles, I do things that I put myself out there in an environment that I know good and well there is a significant chance of me getting bullied. Someone is sitting out there live right now, saying, "I have no business giving you this message. I have no business thinking I'm a podcaster. I have no business writing an article on artwork. No artist, Larry. Who do you think you are?" And you're afraid they're going to say the same thing about you if you try something new. Do you go out and, I mean, what have you wanted to do? I had a gentleman on my podcast just last week, and he visited Fort Worth one time, and he said he was disappointed in his visit. He went to the stockyards, and he's from Europe, and one of the things that he wants to do is square dance. And they don't square dance over in Fort Worth, which is something, I'm sorry, they don't line dance over in Fort Worth, which is something that, I don't know if he had it backwards, because I would swear they line dance over in Fort Worth at the stockyards. Like, he went to Billy Bob's, and he said all they do is square dance. Now, I didn't know they did square dancing over there, but I've never been to Billy Bob's. There's something right there. I'm pretty confident that if I went to Billy Bob's and I tried to fit in, I'd get bullied. But you know what's so weird is there used to be a club in Dallas called DMX, and it was hardcore gangster rap. You walk in, they wand you. A couple of police officers even lost their lives there. That's why it eventually got shut down. It's a pretty shady spot. But I loved it. Never felt out of place. Never felt intimidated or bullied. Never had any problems there. But if I went to Billy Bob's, I'd be nervous. I just know. I know a good old boy come up on me and start, man, what are you doing here, boy? I got no business over there. So how often do you let that happen to you? How often do you let your subconscious go, you ain't got no business doing that. You ain't got no business writing a book. You ain't got no business writing a blog. You ain't got no business homeschooling your kids. You ain't got no business, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. Because no matter what it is, you can bet somebody talking shit. And are you going to let somebody talking shit affect you and the way you proceed with your life and the goals that you want to accomplish? I know I'm not. That's why I keep doing this every night. So that's it for tonight, guys and gals. Don't let anything hold you up. Don't worry about being bullied. Bullying happens in a very, very small space. Either remove yourself from that space or position yourself to where it just like water off a duck's back. It just flows on, and that lets you flow on as well. So jump in the pond, get your little duck feet a paddling, and go wherever it is your little duck feet will take you. I don't think like Confucius or anybody ever said that, but anyhow. Oh man, I love it. I love it. I love it. Y'all be cool. Don't be bullied. Don't be bullying either. Y'all step back. Step back. See y'all tomorrow.